problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday, and we're back in the saddle. The saddle being the office.
Yeehaw.
Are we all sitting Western
smells
style?
Smells like well-treated leather. It actually doesn't. Kind of smells like, I don't know,
liquefied
onions in a bag and, God, sweaty shoes.
That was such a terrible experience.
So, I'm Jake, and I'm the host of your podcast this evening. It's not even a podcast
yet. It's a radio
show. I know, it's not a podcast yet. But it will be a podcast.
You used to hate the word podcast, and now you use it all the time.
I know. It's because I'm constantly listening to podcasts and podcasting.
Whatever happened to good old RSS feeds of MP3s?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. God damn it. See, this is the problem with saying things to people.
That they remember them.
Yeah, you frequently end up
somebody explained
eating
it to you,
a crow off of your own foot.
Somebody explained it to you in a way that was satisfactory. It's podcasts are RSS feeds of MP3s that you get from iTunes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like that.
Which, sure, you know, that's right. Cool.
Because an RSS feed of MP3s, I guess, is not technically a podcast.
Right. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, whatever. Fucking iTunes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fuck everything that has like a vowel and then a word.
Oh, yeah?
Like email.
Oh, email. Yeah.
Yeah, E-Trade. That's up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
hate A-hole.
Them. Yeah, fuck A-holes. Bunch of dicks is what they are. With me tonight, as usual, but not as lately. Hot Stuff and Riff.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going, Riff?
Going all right.
We haven't done a radio show in nigh a month.
I know. It's been crazy.
Have you done anything exciting since the last time you were on the radio?
Not particularly. I've been playing a lot of Patapon 2 and working on writing an IF game.
Oh, yeah?
What's Patapon 2?
It's the sequel to Patapon.
It's the sequel to Patapon 4.
Yeah, both of you can go to hell. What is Patapon?
It is a it's a PSP game. It's a rhythm game. You've got a little army of eyeball dudes who have various military-type classes, the spear throwers and archers and warriors. And
spear chuckers, like that guy on MASH.
Yeah. And they march across the screen depending on the beat inputs you give them.
They're sort of like chanting a song, and then they chant a song, and then you match it in rhythm, and if you do it, then they get like more
energy to move
forward or whatever. Okay, right, sure, yeah.
Wait, if they manage to match your rhythm,
you keep up the rhythm, like you hit button, 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 and then they go dun, 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 and march forward. And then if you fuck it up, if you fuck up the rhythm, or if you do something that's not a valid combination of the button presses, then you like lose your steam.
Yeah, and they do nothing for that turn.
They just sit there. And so then there's like a song that causes them to dodge, and then there's a song that causes them to attack. Right.
When you say song, you mean like a rhythm?
Yeah, just
like a four beat.
You've got like different sounds that you're making with each of the four buttons.
I see.
Sort of.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
It's really cool. It is visually really
It's really,
really well done.
It's kind of hard, and to play it very effectively, you have to be willing to spend. It's more true in Patapon 2 than it was in Patapon 1, but you have to be willing to spend a lot of time farming, because there's every time you fight a boss, you can go back and fight that boss again as often as you want, and you level up your guys by basically feeding them different combinations of boss drops, like different kinds of bones and meat and leather.
Huh. But only from the bosses?
Well, no, there's also stages that are like hunting stages and stuff like that, where you can also get those drops, but they're easiest to get from the bosses.
I see.
So a lot of it is farming the bosses so that you can level up your guys to be more effective at farming the bosses, and then farming the bosses again so that you can level up your guys to be more effective in the story missions.
So you can do more
so
cocaine.
So you can get better weapons for them, because the weapons only drop off of the story missions. And then you've got better weapons so you can farm the bosses easier to level up your guys again.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, it's just sort of, the game is all about kind of getting into a groove.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like pseudo-meditative. I got the first one, which is the first time I'd gotten a PSP game in, like, I think it was the first PSP game I'd gotten since Crisis Core.
Is this the one that is sort of like silhouettes?
Yeah.
Kind of? Okay. It's very Samurai Jack kind of art.
Okay, then I think I saw it at one point. That sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah,
dude, seriously, how many times do I have to tell this fucking thing that I never want to update to Firefox 3 before it actually stops? Like, when you click the button that says never, it's supposed to fucking stop
it. I got tricked into updating Firefox 3 because it stole focus from me to that message while I was in another window.
And you clicked on it.
And registered my hitting return as saying, yes, I want to update, and there wasn't any way to cancel.
Wow.
I think what it's doing is, do you want to update to Firefox 3.0.1?
Mm-hmm.
And then when 3.0.2 comes out, it's like, do you want to update? And you're like, no, I still never want to do it. Like, they don't think that you could possibly mean, I don't ever want to upgrade to Firefox 3 as a catch-all. It's just, for some reason, you have a version to the number 3.0.1.
I've been using, maybe it's because it's got a 13 in it, if you look hard enough.
Yeah.
I had some dream about oh, man.
What?
Wow, I had this fucked up dream about being in an elevator that was broken.
Uh-huh.
It was on some college campus, and it was like in some sort of dorm situation, and I'd gotten in an elevator, and like, I was in the elevator with a bunch of other people, and it was like making weird noises and stuff, and we were like, huh, this doesn't seem right. Like, I'm a little scared about this elevator. And suddenly it starts going up really, really fast. And we're like, oh, son of a bitch. And then it stops, and we're like, oh, whew. But then it like tips over and starts going sideways really fast. We're like, oh, what the fuck! And then suddenly it's outside the building and just falls with all of us in it.
That would be...
It survived.
Tricky to manufacture.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what, like, maybe it's like this building has a turbo lift.
Yes.
Yeah. It's turbo. It's like Speed Racer. If Speed Racer were an elevator.
They spent a lot of time, I think at least with Next Generation, they spent a lot of time trying to get, like, automatic doors to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they just eventually settled on...
Going back to the guys on either side of it, yeah, opening them.
Just having guys open the doors.
And the third guy going...
Yep.
It was like that great job that would
Police
be.
Academy.
Moving the doors are going...
Going...
I kind of like the sound that my carbonator makes when you are removing a bottle, because it's sort of that... sound.
Mm-hmm.
It makes farting noises before that, so it's...
Fart protocol initiated. That's what I like to say before I hit that button. Because it makes fart noises and then it goes... Yeah. I like to pretend it's a robot.
I've been pretty pleased with the carbonator. I've had it for a year. Had a lot of carbonated water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've saved any money, but...
Yeah, you've saved a lot of trips to the store.
I have. That's true.
So you've saved gasoline.
Ha ha ha.
I never think about that.
Every time I say
the word gasoline, you make a reference to that thing that's like my favorite line from that movie. And
which you should really explain so that our listeners have
assume that everyone has listened to and memorized every show for the last...
either that or every scene and listened to and memorized every movie.
Yeah. Right. No, that's true. That'd be another way to recognize it. No, it was a scene in Top Secret where he's where he meets up with the French Revolution members, and he's like, you know, sitting on a chair, like stressed out, and the black revolutionary named Chocolate Mousse comes over and says, "Here, drink this." And he takes a sip and he spits it out and he says, "What is this? Gasoline."
That was such a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The scene that they filmed backwards was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to watch it again. I need to own it. I just need to buy a copy of Top Secret.
I've been, every now and then, I've been buying, like, movies from my youth just to have a copy of them. I just bought, like, Breakfast Club. Because, like, you know, I feel like everybody that grew up in our era needs to have a copy of that available. Or maybe just filmophiles. Cinemaphiles. What's the file term for movie lovers?
Cinemaphile sounds reasonable.
I feel like
cinemaphile. Filmophile.
Yeah, just, those are the two options.
Moviephile.
Yeah, I don't know.
Zoetropophile.
If you had to make a zoetrope, a feature-length zoetrope.
Wow,
that'd be hard.
How does a zoetrope is like the big rotating barrel with individual frames on it,
and the
accordion folded thing? Yeah, that would.
It'd be gigantic.
It'd be really big. Maybe you could build one inside the Large Hadron Collider.
I was just thinking that.
Wow, weird.
Yeah.
I guess, like, a great big circular building that already exists, right? I mean, it's not doing anything else.
They powered it up.
There was another power failure.
No, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
It's sending
Sweet.
Birds.
The Higgs boson totally is.
It's sending birds back in time to drop bread on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you wonder why it's not sent. I mean, maybe we could learn some rules about time travel. Notice that it is not sending back robots to murder the scientists, right?
Right.
So maybe you can only send organic. It's like that. It's like that chainsaw suit comic where the time traveling bird goes back to the Jurassic period, and then it just, like, you know, eats some bugs.
That's a good comic.
Yeah, no, it was a good comic. People in radio suggest cinephile. People in radio also told me how to stop Firefox from checking for updates.
Oh.
Sweet. I should listen to radio more often while we're doing the show.
Like neutering it?
Yeah. Yep. So you've been playing Potapon 2. Anything else?
Not really.
Are you learning in Form 7?
I am. I've been having to go in and learn some complicated stuff that I had heretofore been totally ignoring.
I thought you wrote a game in Inform 7 before.
I did, and it was reasonably simple because
you
the
didn't
entire purpose of the game was for me to be an asshole, so right. I didn't have to do anything complicated. But for this one, I had to learn how to do lists and regular expressions and index text and all kinds of crap.
Huh.
But I finished coding the complicated puzzles.
When you turned into a fucking programmer in the last couple years.
I've always been kind of into programming. I just never had anything that I wanted to code or knowledge of a useful language.
But then you decided that you would remedy that by learning how to program that weird little bejeweled clone on that, did you build that thing also?
I assembled it. It came as a kit.
Okay.
But yeah, I had to solder it all together.
Solder.
Weren't we just discussing solder versus solder?
No.
No?
You might have been, retard.
Okay.
I know how to pronounce it correctly.
Cool. Just soldier on there.
I haven't really been playing any video games either. I ordered a new video card today. I got myself a Christmas present.
Oh, nice.
Of a fairly high-end NVIDIA card. Same one that Frontalot had in his machine that I was like, damn, that's a nice video card. Damn, that's a nice video card. He was like, why'd you say it twice? And I was like, because of the full screen anti-aliasing. Because there were... I should have said it four times. Averaged it.
I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what anti-aliasing of sound would look like.
It'd just be mixed sound, right?
I don't know, man. It depends. I mean, if the timing was exactly the same, it seems like it would do nothing, right? Because, like, what does it mean? You have 2 1-second recordings. One of them is you saying fart, and then the other one is you saying
But anti-aliasing
right at the second half of the sentence. So then
it's one
it would
object
just be
in
you
front
saying
of another,
fart
right?
twice quietly.
It's one object in front of another. So they have to be different objects.
Yeah, but I'm saying what does it mean to anti-alias sound?
Make them sound nicer, played over the top of each other.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so you can't hear the jagged edges between two different sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been holding off. Like I'd kind of like to play some Dragon Age, sort of. I kind of want to play Dragon Age, but then I kind of hate fucking cutscenes.
The Dragon Age Flash game is kind of terrible.
Boring. Yeah. It was like it had all the trappings of a game that would be good, but I feel like the combat was just not fun.
Right.
And I don't know why. Right. Like is the combat in World of Warcraft inherently fun?
It's I find combat that is real time way more fun than turn based combat.
Turn based. Do you find Ren based combat a lot more appealing than turn based combat? T E R N. What?
Ren W R E N.
Yeah.
Versus T E R N.
I was thinking Ren like. Stimpy.
Only if those particular turns or rends were sent back in time to fight each other.
What about basted turn? Do you think a basted turn would be delicious?
I don't know, man.
How big are turns?
I'm not sure. I would guess, like pigeon sized, but maybe.
Do you suppose
smaller?
that if we cooked? If we cooked only one turn, we would then have an argument about whose turn it was to eat.
You could have the dining philosopher problem, right?
What's the dining philosopher problem?
Where...
Is that the one where the cook only eats things that...
No. It's like a bunch of philosophers sitting around a plate of noodles or whatever, and they all reach for one chopstick, and they all grab the one chopstick that's like they have like one chopstick on either side of them and they all grab one of them, but then they like can't get to the other one because of the other person's like got their chopstick or whatever, and so nobody can eat.
That presupposes that you cannot eat noodles with a single chopstick.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I think that's bullshit.
Okay. It's pretty tricky.
Fucking grab a handful of noodles, man. You know what I would do? I would take my chopstick and stab the dude to the left of me in the eye.
Would you now?
Yeah, and then I would take the other chopstick. And then I'd be like, Can I borrow another chopstick from one of you other dudes? Because I don't want to use a chopstick that's got all eye goo on it.
Bloodied and...
Yeah. I don't know, man. So, yeah, I like, the combination of being on that trip up and fucking... It's been, like, it's been kind of ass-busting week here at the Asymmetric office. Today I took it a little easier, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a lot of work. And Sunday, Jesus Christ. This week seems like it's lasted forever already. Crimbo shit, item of the month, had to be done.
We had such high hopes to get a bunch of stuff done. I think it might have been a little overwhelming for people, though, if we had done it.
Yeah, if the C stuff had rolled out. Nemesis Quest and Crimbo had all rolled out at the same time, it's just a terrible idea.
It would have been really unpleasant, because people would have been still excited about both the Nemesis and the sea stuff.
Yeah. We had the ocean stuff. It's funny that the ocean stuff and the sea stuff are different. Like the pirate revamp rolled out right around Thanksgiving. Yeah. And so that was going on during the first part of the Crimbo event. I mean, it wouldn't really be a big deal to have something going on for the first couple of weeks of the Crimbo event, because it's not, you're not spending turns on it, you know?
Or Wrens.
It's... there you go. I'm actually pretty pleased with the way that people are responding to the stuff that's been going on. I think we did a good job with the item of the month. Like, we had talked about a lot of different things, and then Scully made this post that was like, all right, I see three ways that this can go down, and then, like, one of them was just, like, an exact description of this, and I'm like, all right, that's fucking awesome. And then, like, you and I spent a reasonable amount of time figuring out, like, how...
What
else was going to happen, sort of, yeah, like, what the candy should do, how often it should drop, and I'm pretty pleased with it, because it seems like something that's, like, popular, and the optimizers, like it, but they're not, like, mad, because it's something that they have to have, right? They're just like, oh, this is good for low-skill hardcore, you know, like, I think we managed to hit a fairly sweet spot with our... oh, candy. we should buy a bunch of candy. For inspiration.
It's neat that, like, there are so many different ways that...
To leave your lover?
We have to...
to love your
to
lover.
To shine, right? Because, like, we could make something that's mechanically interesting, we can make something that's, like, thematically interesting, the writing can be interesting, and when they all come together, it's, like, really cool, you know? And I feel like, you know, the writing is almost never bad. Yeah. It's almost always mechanics that, I think, fall flat.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
So...
Sometimes... I think you and I get too far up our own asses with trying to be clever with the existing game mechanics and do stuff that's just kind of baffling to people.
Like what?
I don't know. El Vibrato is probably too hard, even though it's my favorite thing.
You know, I don't know. It's
also thousands of people have that familiar.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's the sort of thing that not every player is going to get into, but for that certain percentage of people who are interested in complicated and bizarre puzzles, then that's probably something that they really like.
I feel like, yeah, we have, at this point, we have so much content that somebody, you know, there's almost definitely going to be something for somebody. You know, like, any one person is going to be able to find, you know, a handful of things about KOL that they would like. The trick is just, you know, whether they stick around long enough to find those things.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, which is the thing.
I guess the rub.
That is the rub. We can look at some Twitter questions. Oh wait, we can tell boring rock climbing stories. we went and got lead climbing certified yesterday and did some lead climbing stuff. You don't know, like, you know, when
well, there's rock climbing where you don't have any ropes at all, and that's called bouldering, and you generally don't climb very high. Although there are people that climb really tall walls with no protection, and if they were to fall, they would just die.
Those people are
crazy.
People are called idiots.
I mean, they do it, and they're, you know, whatever.
So then typically when you go to a rock gym, you're doing, like, top rope climbing, which is there's a rope already there that, like, is looped over a bar on above the course that you're climbing, and, like, you tie into it.
Yeah, you're wearing a harness.
And then another guy holds the rope on the other end and has, like, a device that he uses to take in the slack of the rope as you climb, and that catches you if you fall. So then lead climbing, you don't have the rope on top. So you tie a rope to yourself, and then you climb up the wall, and then latch the rope into things that are built into the wall to hold it.
Yeah, that's called sport climbing.
Sport climbing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because, so there's two different kinds of lead climbing.
Oh.
So there's sport climbing where there is a way, there's a like mechanical way for you to clip into the wall, basically. And then there's traditional climbing where there is no way.
You actually have to drive like explosive bolts into the side of a mountain.
No, the whole point of traditional climbing is that you don't damage the rock face at all.
Really, so all point.
So all you do is you put protection into things like you place things in cracks and stuff, and that is like crazy dangerous, right? Because these are kinds of things where if you fall, there is a very real possibility that it will just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that happens with all of them, then you just fall to the ground and you die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's called traditional lead climbing.
So traditional, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Never doing that.
Yeah, probably not.
Lead climbing is fucking scary, though.
Yeah, so the major difference is when you fall top roped, it's usually not very far unless your belayer is not paying attention or whatever, and...
Which sometimes happens.
It's very stable and it's not a big deal. But then... When you're
especially
climbing.
In the days when there's like a lot of cute girls at the gym, sometimes it's hard to pay attention when you're belaying.
That's true.
Because you're always looking at boobs.
Or if they're on the wall, you're looking at their butts.
Mm. Maybe you are a pervert.
Yeah. But with lead climbing, you can be above the point of your last protection. So like the sort of the fulcrum around which you're going to fall, you can be above it. And then if you fall, you are falling, you know... If you imagine like a point, you know, 5 feet below you, you are falling 5 feet to that point, and then 5 more feet where
from
the rope
that you've got fed out from that point.
So then, and that's
and then
where the rope
much slack is in the rope, you fall that much further, and then the rope also is designed to stretch to cushion the fall, so you fall that much further. So it's like fucking just horrifying. Like
so, just being like 1 or 2 feet above can turn into a 5 or 6 foot fall, and then you know. It's very easy to get a 10-foot fall, or you know, when you're outdoors and there's the really tall walls and stuff like that, you can have 30-foot falls or 40-foot falls, which are very severe and can potentially be injurious.
Hmm. Yeah. So anyway, that's what we do for fun. Really fucking die. Josh Grimmer wrote into the Twitter. I think this is a funny joke.
Yeah.
I was gonna stick my dick in the yogurt maker, but then I realized I was raping the perpetuation of cultures. Josh Grimmer says, do you guys use your game names when you're not online, like when ordering food? Hey, Hot Stuff, how's the club sandwich? That'd be weird. I mean, that would be a weird way to order food, is by asking Hot Stuff how a club sandwich is.
Well, I mean, maybe you want to join the club.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Every now and then, I'll slip. I call Riff Riff all the time.
Yeah, I call Riff Riff all the time, too.
Everybody calls me Riff. It's... I don't know if that's
a problem
due to me using the name that everyone uses as my game name rather than the other way around.
Right. Riff calls me Jick every once in a while.
Yeah. Or if I get confused, I'll call you Zick.
Right. Jack. But never Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. You don't know Jack.
That was a fun game.
I never played it.
I don't know where that went. Because that was... That you could totally bring back... In Flash, I think it was Flash or something very close.
I think it predated Flash. Yeah, fucking Acrophobia. When I think about You Don't Know Jack, I also think about Acrophobia and how that was just fucking rad.
That was like a browser game, wasn't it?
It wasn't really a browser game. It was a standalone client.
Oh, right. Okay, but it was a networked.
It was networked. Yeah, you played it on the internet and it had like commercials.
Right.
And it was just really fun. And there are versions of it that you can play online now, but it's just not the same. I don't know why.
I really liked the blend of like trivia and pop culture that You Don't Know Jack had.
Yeah, I just don't know anything about it. Was it just a multiplayer trivia game?
Yeah, yeah. The versions that I had were, you know, you'd sit around a computer and everybody would have keys to buzz in on a single keyboard, and you'd buzz in if you thought you knew the answer, and then you type it out or whatever. But each question was both required some knowledge of trivia and some knowledge of pop culture. I'm having a hard time imagining, like, it was like, you know, if the main character from MASH were to, you know, drive a Jeep somewhere, you know, what would be the appropriate Jeep? And then, you know, each answer would be like a blend of like a character name and like a Jeep name. And if you had to know both Jeep names and like the cast of MASH, for example, to get the right answer or something like that.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And then it was just funny, like that they'd make fun of you for screwing up, and there were commercials that would play during the credits that were really funny.
Why does this page pop in a thing that says one new mention of ASAP and not just pop in the fucking post.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing, right? So maybe you're reading it and you don't want it to scroll down?
It does scroll down, though, because it pops in a little container that says one new mention of it. Like, if it just changed the title or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it, dude.
Huh. That's funny. Listler links to a Wikipedia article, Fall Factor, which is the ratio of the length a climber falls before his rope begins to stretch and the amount of rope available to absorb the energy of the fall. There's all this math. Jesus Christ. Every article on Wikipedia that has any math in it
has too much math in it.
Yeah. Like,
even articles expressly about math?
Oh, yeah. Way too much math. Yeah.
Xtastic wrote, "Hey guys, just wondering if Rift did anything for this year's Crimbo so I can prepare myself mentally for some frustrating puzzle."
No, you'll have to wait until the release of Nemesis to get your frustrating puzzle on.
There's not really... Well, okay.
Yeah.
It's not frustrating.
Have you actually done it?
Once the wiki is filled out.
I did a preliminary. Maybe I did one that was
did
easier.
You do a smaller? You probably did a small. If you did the first one?
Yeah.
They're larger now.
Oh.
Yeah, they're 13 by 13 now, I think.
And they've got more colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
five colors.
It's more complicated.
Not real colors for any of you wondering about, oh my god, Kingdom of Loathing is going color.
Yeah.
We just refer to the different states in this puzzle as colors.
Yeah.
It's like flavors of...
Personally, I don't see color, so it's really hard for me to...
do anything at all.
We should start referring to them as nationalities, because that's something that's easy to...
Races.
Yeah. God. I remember when Doc Galactic first introduced me to Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You know what? We should take this card and use it to make a version of Magic where instead of colors of Magic, you used like nationalities." He was like, "So this card would cost one African and one Asian mana to cast, and it was the Frozen Shade." Because it was the Frozen Shade.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so. And I feel like every time I say or hear the word nationality, I think of that.
That's a weird...
Because why did I think about that just now? Maybe because this house is fucking about to collapse into a singularity under the weight of all the Magic cards Riff has bought.
Yeah, no, seriously?
Oh, come on.
Riff.
I've got like two of those little boxes. I totally don't even have as much as I did when I quit playing originally.
What did you do to all your original cards?
Oh, I sold them all on eBay as a set, and it was way before like it all became expensive. So I have some regret issues in that regard.
I think I probably would have gotten 10 times as much for my Magic cards if I had waited until now to sell them.
You just had no idea, though. I mean,
yeah,
you
had
no
idea. I thought it was
I did not think that it was going to last as long as it did. If you had told me, people will still be playing. Like, I remember even, like, 5 years after I quit, like, I saw some, like, high school kids playing Magic, and I was like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Did they find that in somebody's attic?
Yeah. And I looked at the cards, and I was like, this is confusing as shit.
Yeah. What
the fuck are all these rules? The office troll says, "What's your favorite Shaggy Dog story? If we run out of questions later, I'll tell you." Cher McClee says, "Lego Advent Calendar? Fuck yeah, Lego Advent Calendar." So I had no idea that you were blogging about the contents of of your Lego Advent Calendar when I started doing them on Twitter.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I want to talk to you about your macro lens, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because that seems pretty cool.
I actually bodged this cardboard thing that the people listening cannot see, but...
What is it?
It is, I took a bunch of lenses out of, like, I took the DVD laser focusing lens out of an old PS2, and I got some more lenses out of an old digital camera.
Uh-huh.
And just stacking them up and putting them in front of the iPhone camera lens, it creates basically a macro lens. So you get, like,
what
crazy detail
the
on
fuck
tiny
Riff.
Yeah.
How did you just randomly do that, or did you like?
No, I saw a probably on Boing Boing or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
just the concept. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I can do that. And because when it happened, because I went to take a photograph of the first thing that came out of the Lego Advent Calendar.
Yeah.
And the normal iPhone lens, I mean, it doesn't have zoom.
It won't close focus
or manual
at all.
Focus or anything. Yeah, so you can't take a non-blurry photograph of a small object with it. So I was like, well, maybe I can hack together a small macro lens that'll do it. And what I ended up with was so macro that I could get a clear picture of the guy's face. It's just filling the entire photograph.
That's kind of cool.
So it went too far in the opposite direction. But, yeah, it was interesting.
Huh.
I wonder. It kind of makes me wonder if they just make something that you can clip on.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are all kinds of like lens attachments, but the camera is so bad to begin with that it is just not worth it.
I hear it's better in the GS, but...
They added in a megapixel resolution in the autofocus.
A Mexican pixel.
A Mexican pixel, yeah. I actually have a macro lens on my real Nikon camera, if you ever really need to take a high-resolution
I think I can... My actual digital camera has a pretty decent macro setting on it.
Yeah, I was thinking about just using my regular digital camera to take pictures of the Lego stuff. I just need to not read your stuff.
I use the iPhone one because I've got the Tumblr iPhone app.
Right.
So I can take the picture and put the comment on it and hit OK and it shows up on my blog, but I'm having to...
It's much easier to use that for Twitter, too, from the iPhone.
I need to, like, sit down someday and find a convenient way to post pictures to the internet in a format that I don't find sort of atrocious and appalling. Like, I don't really like most of the, like, gallery apps.
And, like, Flickr Photo Bucket or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, I just upload them to images.asymmetric.net and then link to them. Right?
And that's what I do, too, but that's pretty arduous.
It's a hassle, yeah.
And, like, when I tend to do it, I also tend to, like, lay them out on just a sort of a web page with some captions and stuff.
That's a hassle.
Well, right. So, I like, some way to, like, some really nice gallery app. I've seen a couple gallery apps that are pretty slick looking, but I don't know what they are, and so I just need to do some research.
Oh wow, it's pretty funny that you had the same instinct of what to do with the four dots that came with the sky.
Yeah, but like I feel like there's not a lot to do. I was thinking like considered like rocket boots or oh he's the guy holding some pies or whatever, but like yeah. But I need to not look at yours.
I'm gonna have to not read the Twitter.
It didn't. Great, sweet. It didn't occur to me, and this is just like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like the 10-year-old version of myself would kick me in the nuts right now. It did not occur to me to like build something else out of the pieces. Mm. Right? It was just I just wanted to tell a story about what was happening. I'm thinking about maybe incorporating, because I still have all the stuff from last year's Advent calendar.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Or maybe the year before that. I don't remember. Starting to bring those dudes in. Like TV's James Lipton.
Yes. That's the other effect of this, is that I have to be careful and not read too far ahead in X Entertainment's Advent calendar, or I'll get spoiled.
But did they open the whole thing?
No, but they seem to be... He seems to post the next day's one, like, shortly after midnight.
I see.
Which is still the beginning of my day.
I've been doing it when I get home at night. Emiliana writes, please make Brew's jaw wangable.
No. I like the contention that if we were being really accurate, wanging would give you Brew's jaw.
Yeah. There was a little stream of people in dev creating art that I should use for when Brew's jaw did not have art, and it was a lot of crude representations of mouths full of dicks. Hey, mate, can I buy this basket of carrots?
They were pretty well done.
Carrots with dicks from your mouth? What are you, crazy? mouthful of dicks.
Yeah, I mean they are so rare that after this week, it's going to be pretty uncommon for someone to get hit with one.
Chrissy Lynn also wrote, whoever came up with the jaw bruiser should be given a fat raise. Thanks. Well, so
big box of fat every month.
Yeah. More, well, no, just more fat than usual. So, yeah, it was like Scully wrote Jaw Bruiser, I think.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, he wrote, like, the description of the item was what ended up being the description of the effect. And then we were like, what should this effect do? Because we were like, you know, it can't really be bad. And then Hot Stuff was like, maybe it should just be a chat effect that goes like, and yes, it should. Sticking to my guns on this, I don't want to, Unnatural 20 says, hey, can Bruise Jaw be cancelled out by the Wang? It gets really annoying when, like, Chatbot has a bruised jaw. Well, annoying is one word for that. I would argue that hilarious is another word.
Yeah, if Nord were more active, it would not be as big a deal. But, yeah. But just this random bot that's sort of... Yeah.
That's so great.
You know?
So, you know, what I keep telling people is, not going to make it wangable for a while, if at all, right? They're so valuable in the mall, and that is so awesome.
Yep.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Are they still?
That reminds me. I haven't punched my advent calendar in a couple of days.
Yeah, they're still like 100,000 meat each, and that is fucking rad.
Because you got to buy a couple of them when you're gonna grief somebody, because they'll like... get rid of it and then say something, so you need to like wait a second and then hit them with a second one real quick so that when they say something they've gotten a second one already. Yep.
What did I do here?
Did you open up some app that crashed your browser?
No. right before the show, I had all my tabs open with the Radio Bug Bar questions and the Twitter questions and all that, and then I was like, hey, you know what? I should, in the 1 minute before the radio show, I should play with this Java shortwave radio app that almost always crashes my browser. And as soon as it loaded, it crashed the browser. That's right.
Does your browser not have crash recovery?
It does, but it would just open that tab again.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like... you're kind of damned if you do there. Let's see.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at Twitter. I scrolled to the top.
You're reading questions.
Elfin says, douchebags are hygienic products. I take that as a compliment. God damn, that movie is good. Wet Hot American Summer, people. If you haven't seen it, see it now.
So, compliment...
Yeah, it's misspelled.
Okay. Because it has a completely different meaning if you use an E versus an I.
Yeah. Like
okay.
Principle.
Yeah. Capital has the A and the O, and I... Capital... The only use of capital with the O refers to, like...
A building.
The capital building, basically.
Everything else really weird, because, if it's A-L. The capital city, it's A-L, right?
It's something like that. It's like that specific. I forget. I'd have to look it up again to be sure. But it's something like really specific. And I was like, wow. I did not realize that.
Cryptic Deek says, I love the Crimbo game thus far. Never seen a community come together to spade it like this. Have you seen the Google Docs? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Atrophied says, can you make Jawbreakers a curse item? Pretty please. They are a curse item.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're not in the right-click menu.
Yeah, they don't automatically go into the right-click menu. So. We have a lot of action on the Twitter during the show today. Legom7 says, please do not let Inflammatory Writ or any other song play in the background while you talk. I thought about doing just that, just for you. Who else? Then somebody else said something about it, right? Or am I just thinking of...
I think I just read that earlier.
Yeah. Gleebs282 says, what are your thoughts on Royal Tonberry using the Slimeling Slime Stacks to kill a tower monster in hardcore? Are you going to nerf it? It's not like a fast hardcore run, right? Like, it was like a 7-day hardcore run.
There is a potential way that it could make sense to do that in some really edge cases.
Right.
But, you know, maybe that's okay. You know? I'm kind of okay with stuff that's really sort of out there, but like if the you know if the circumstances arise, you're like, oh, there's this totally obscure trick that I could do.
Yeah, what we don't want though is a case where you have to do that, right? Like,
right.
It was like as a stunt, the mother slime thing was cool, but because now,
right? Because now it's
now
optimal.
It's required to do it, right?
Sure,
and it's a huge pain in the ass to set
but
it
I
up.
But I believe I don't. I do not believe that that is true of the tower monster
yeah,
thing.
No, I don't think so.
I think that there are only some very specific circumstances under which it might maybe be optimal or whatever. And you know, in those kinds of situations, like having really obscure strategies that sort of reward you for being aware of them when sort of unusual circumstances arise, just through the RNG or whatever. Is kind of neat.
Yeah, agreed. Josh Grimmer wrote, you often find yourself telling the pretentious artist not to be coy. I often find myself wondering how you leave your lover if your name doesn't rhyme with anything.
Yeah.
Does anybody's name not rhyme? Yeah, if your name is Orange. Just replace her with an orange. Orange. Yeah. Give her a poison orange. Orange. Yeah, there you go. That. Minty Giant says, speaking of time travel, is there any more time travel content planned? I was thinking about a
if there were, it would have already been in the game.
Doing some time travel stuff in a clan dungeon might be cool, you know, like having that be a way for different areas to interact with each other.
Yeah, we talked about that at some point, I think.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we will have talked about
it. We will and on when have talked about it.
Yeah.
Wolf V says, will the current stuff be most of the Crimbo event, or is there more to come? There's far, far more to come.
Do people... If we made it explicit that how you do in this sort of early phase of the Crimbo event is not going to have any sort of...
We haven't, yeah. It's not... People are worried that they need to do well on this, and the thing that you will get for doing well on this is only better than the thing that you would get if you did poorly in terms of, like, quantity and not quality.
Yeah,
and,
it's not
and
like
it's
you'll...
You're really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. I mean, it will be nice. I'm not... Like, it's definitely...
You'll be
you should,
excited. I mean, yeah. Like, you'll be happier. You will be happier with what you get if you've done really well on this, but, like, not... You won't be, like, frustrated if you don't do well.
Yeah.
That's the goal, at least, right? Like, to make it a reward, but not a...
punishment.
Something that the absence of with is a punishment.
Yeah. So.
Gleeb says, please stop kicking the hearts in the balls with these chat effects that make chat unreadable. They're not funny. They're annoying. Man, I disagree.
They are...
I also disagree.
They're not unreadable either, is the thing. Right?
Atrophied like, says, what Gleebs and Emiliana said, it stops being funny really fast.
Yeah.
It is. People are interested in chat in a way that they have not been in a while because of this item, right? Like, it's.
You can 95% of the time read what the person says.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle.
It's like, you know, we chat in a channel with people, and it keeps happening, and it is fucking funny every time.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the problem is that it's funny in a chat channel with, you know, 10 or 20
yeah.
people in it,
yeah.
and not with 80 or 100.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean... After the event's over and these things are rarer.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's not like this is something that you can get a million of, right? Like, there are not going to be very many of these. They're going to get to be really hard to come by. You know, if they are not funny now... I mean, in my mind, the funniest thing about the Jaw Bruiser is how funny it's going to be a year from now when you've forgotten about it and then suddenly you see it out of somebody.
We should let... We should let Uncle P sell them for like $500,000.
I don't know. I think they'll get to going for more than that
in the
mall. You don't think so?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how much people are willing to pay. I've always sort of pegged 100,000 meat as like what people will pay to have something interesting to do in chat.
Yeah.
Like I've said that for a while.
Right.
Like
we start selling
consumer.
One line of colored chat for 100,000 meat.
I still think that would be a great meat sink.
Great meat sink. I think you're right. But it would be kicking hearts in the balls with annoying chat effects.
That's true.
Gleebs. Gleebs, come on. Kicking in the balls, really?
It's funny, you're like hearts in the balls. Yeah. It's two different body parts.
Yeah. Slap is a slap in the face. Is introducing this item a slap in the face?
Is it a slap in the face of your heart's balls?
Yeah. And the, what about the your heart's cockles and balls?
I was thinking that what we could potentially do, would be if you were using Lord Spooky Raven's ear horn, you could hear everybody normally, or something like that, right? So if it bothers you so much, you can solve it for yourself and not ruin the enjoyment for people who enjoy seeing.
That'd be interesting. Right? Then we could make them a lot more common.
We could do a lot more different things.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What I said was we could have it so that if you had maybe something.
Oh,
like
if you were using the ear trumpet.
Ear trumpet. Yeah.
Then you could.
You would just hear everybody normally.
Okay, that's. We would have to totally change the way that it works,
yes.
To do that, right? Yeah. Like it would have to be done like, and it's not like we do some post processing of chat, like the V for Viva La Mask requires post processing, because actually inserting all the font tags around every letter make the chat way too big all of a sudden,
right?
So, yeah, so Emiliana also suggests that. You know what might fix the problem? Instead of a wang that you use on somebody else, have an item that you can use on yourself to suppress it. That way those who enjoy it can keep it and giggle, and those who don't find it funny can turn it off for themselves. Lislar, counterpoint, writes, thank you for not caving on the Jawbruiser chatbot effect. If you cave on this, I will shun you. She seems like she'd be good at shunning. Like, you would fucking know that you'd been shunned. Josh Grimmer writes, although Jawbruisers do perpetuate mouth rape culture, the people who are bitching about the Jawbruiser now will be thrilled to have them once the event is over. Yeah. Emiliana says, if a brain can be in your penis, why can't a heart be in your balls?
Aww.
MacVex says, in the cemetery, I can't help but think that the grave rober should have a pile of robes and then have a disrober. A disrober. I'm fucking despair and he's fucking disgusted. Remember that joke? That's a good joke. Well, that's the Twitter questions. Should we take a music break and then come back to it?
Show enough.
Radio Lugbear.
Faux show.
Radio Lugnut. All we are is Radio Lady Gaga. Alright, we'll see you guys in a few minutes.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir. I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name.
Man.
Say now, who do you think you're fooling?
Man.
I'm a consummated man. Statue of purity, my mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like the rock of ages, but love me. She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. And if I was the president,
the
minute the Congress called my name, I say now, who do you think you're fooling? I got the presidential seal. I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me.
For the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man. He came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no rain. She said a bad day's when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. To tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. He slipped sliding, slipped sliding away. The nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And God only knows, God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. Jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
After all these years, oh, still crazy.
Wasn't that nice? Did you guys do anything exciting during the break?
I found a collection of Tim Burton animated shorts.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. And, like, commercials.
What are you doing
looking
through the Pretentious Artist shorts?
No, this is on the internet.
Did you also find a directory entitled Shakiro Weird Photos?
I did.
How many weird photos of Shakiro were in that directory?
30.
Huh. I probably wouldn't... If I just had 3, I would probably just put them in my regular Shakira photos directory and not, like, make it.
Yeah. I don't know how many you have to have to, like, warrant its own folder.
I hate looking through people's shit when they have a directory with a single file in it.
Like, you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. I had to click so many times to see the name of this file.
You could have it, like, nested underneath, like, 8 folders.
Yeah, no, I know.
I say folder, you say directory.
Yeah, it's because you're a Mac fag.
Yeah, well, I'm on a Mac. I'm looking at this on a Mac.
Yeah. The Pretentious Artist is weird.
But this was on the internet. This is timburtoncollective.com.
Tim Burton Collective.
Yeah. Because we were at the MoMA, we saw the Tim Burton exhibit, and I was curious about the cartoons that they didn't want us to stop and watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Psalm PM says, you've seen how popular the Jawbruiser is, and I'll never be able to afford liar's pants. Verdict, chat effects equal awesome. More, perhaps? I think the fact that we use them sparingly is what makes them awesome.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that you're seeing so much of the Jawbruiser now is what makes you feel like it's super obnoxious and a bad idea.
Well, and, you know, it's cool.
Josh Grimmer wrote, Jawbruiser, I hardly know her.
We should switch over to Radio Bugbear.
We should.
For the second...
Miss Train says, I was thinking about your relationship advice show and had some for how to break off a relationship. Start acting like you're in prison. Always ask if you can go to the bathroom, sharpen her toothbrush, and leave her love notes written in toilet paper with your poop.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know that people leave love notes for each other written in poop in prison. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if anyone does that.
You know?
Remember that Saturday Night Live sketch where Steve Buscemi was the Mad Hatter, and all the people at the Mad Tea Party were going around talking about how mad they were, and then when it got to him, it was always something really creepy?
Oh, yeah.
I wash my hands 100 times a day because they smell like my mother. Pablo Monk says, have you ever considered an update to the content in the Armory and Leggery?
I have not. We could, though, potentially.
Rheinsag reports a bug with the time trappings. Okay, bugger feature. Time sword on disembodied hand, other time trappings on. Profile shows time outfit avatar. I normally get X adventures, but I get X plus 3 when my profile is looked at. I don't know what the hell.
That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
How does he know when his profile is looked at or not?
Submit a bug report with a more detailed description of the problem that you're having. Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, is there or will there ever be a way for players to find out how many of a certain item exist in the game? No. That query is way, way too expensive for us to let players run it.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even like running it.
Yeah.
It's slow.
Prenequeezer suggests kind of a funny trophy, which is, I'm not gonna read it out loud because it's a good enough idea to steal. The Kathrevan says, I was listening to the October 10th show today, and I know I'm a month and a half late, but I must make this joke. You said you're halfway between a major and a minor change was coming to the tavern, so does that mean it's going to be a Hendrix change? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Severus says, Jick, you recommended the Idle Thumbs podcast to me, and they were quite good. However, I've listened to all of them, and I'm now sad. What am I to listen to now? I would suggest just keep listening to the Idle Thumbs as they come out in the future.
But they're not.
They are, though. They're going to keep doing them.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
you haven't listened to the last one yet.
No, I'm like, on like 8.
They're going to do them with Nick's gone, but Steve Gaynor is going to come on to do them. They're going to do them like every couple of weeks.
That's cool.
Because the outpouring of
love. Outpouring of support.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's just the best video game podcast I've ever encountered.
It's pretty good.
It's just so good.
I mean, it's largely Chris, I think, makes it.
I think is still going to be. I mean, it's not entirely
largely. I'm not
like very good. They had a very good dynamic.
That's what I'm saying. But like, I feel like he drove it. You know.
I feel like I would probably any video game podcast that Chris Remo hosts will be better than anything else that I'm listening to. Or have listened to. I mean, One Up Yours was really good before the EGM meltdown. And I guess there was something. Shane Bettenhausen was supposedly on an episode of Retronauts a little while back, so I haven't listened to that yet. But
Life Well Wasted is probably worth listening to. It's not great,
And it's like you get an hour every couple months.
Yeah.
So it's. I, based on a link in the Idle Thumbs forums. I started listening to Jordan Jesse Go.
Which isn't games.
No, it's not about video games at all. It's just, yeah, I think we talked about this on the last.
Did you?
I did, yeah, on Monday, maybe. Anyway.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
as far as podcasts go.
Yeah. They're clever dudes. Linguini Lad says, why doesn't the Heebolders point at your opponent's skill work on the hobos? Shouldn't the lucky bottle cap and other stuff drop? Those drops, any drop in the game with less than a 1% chance has a conditional because the drop rate is stored as an integer, like it doesn't have to be, but it is. Basically what happens is that it's an item with a 1% drop rate, and then like if we want it to have like say a 0.5%, then we do a conditional that's just like a coin flip rejection.
Yeah.
And because it has a conditional, the yellow beam, which
was
what does Yoroids mean?
Yeah, but that was also kind of intentional. Like, because we knew that the rarest drops were not going to be dropping because of this, we felt okay with its mechanic. We like if for some reason we decided to go back and like give everything, you know, decimal values or whatever,
we would probably still exclude these.
Yes,
from that.
Yeah,
the pirate stuff is another thing. That was the first thing that had that low of a drop rate.
Yeah.
Old One says, why isn't the bounty hunter dressed in the bounty hunting rig? Well, because there is no bounty hunter. There's only a bounty hunter hunter. And, you know, he is wearing what bounty hunter hunters wear.
Yeah.
Huh. iClub Seal says, why is the last adventure link for entryway say the bat hole entrance? I could see the bat hole entryway. Yeah. Caro says, hey guys, I wanted to say that not only do I love the idea of an Ed the Undying shirt, but I think you should offer a shirt for each of the 7 images. What would be better than treating your friends to a week-long super slow-mo animation of Ed's defeat?
Wow.
If only we could do stuff like that, you know? There's just no practical way that that could happen.
Robert Plant says, I just thought I would throw this at you guys. Why not add a poker game and a blackjack game to the casino? It would provide another meat sink.
Poker face.
Poker. Polka face. RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. Just noticed the extra greasy slider needs went up the water spout in its use text. Yeah. Also, saw somebody use the blank needs blanked as opposed to the blank needs blanking today like Jick's the lawn needs mode. So Jick's not crazy. He just needs drunk. Bulletproof says, what really happened to Tiger Woods?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know, but he should change his name to Lion Cheetah.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think he learned that adage about hell having no fury.
Yeah.
Mike the Poor says, will shirts ever be available as Ascension rewards? I don't think so. Royal Tonberry says, so what do you guys think of killing the naughty sorceress in a 7-day hardcore without wand or spines? What manner of man are you that can kill a sorceress without wand or spines?
We need to decide if we're going to do a...
Yeah, I mean, it is a bug that allowed that to happen, basically, right? Because that form of the sorceress has 100% physical and elemental resistance. It's just that the way that the fight's triggered, it does not load her resistances in.
Yeah.
Because of A. Yeah. Axel Nader says, what item do you regret adding to KOL most? Probably the Jaw Bruiser. No. What item do I regret adding the most? I think probably the Librum of Divine Favor.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just way too powerful. The combat items are way too powerful. Like they just.
Yeah, I was not around when you guys added that.
Yeah, you weren't. You were on one of your depressive benders, where all you did was fucking play World of fucking Warcraft every waking hour for like 3 months. Man, I'm glad that we didn't live in the same place, because you would be sore still from all of the kicks to the nuts that I gave you during those periods of time. Jesus Christ.
And not my heart's nuts.
Yeah, no, not your heart's nuts. I just wish that the divine... I know people don't think of the divine combat items. They're like, oh God, it's too powerful. But, like, they just...
They started a trend, too, because then we were like, whatever.
What the fuck, yeah, you know, like, this combat item will go crazy. But, like, they're... Yeah.
We basically, like... It is so hard to design a fight that is challenging now.
Yeah.
I was thinking back to the Sorceress fight when NS 11 rolled out, and people were fighting her for like an hour, and like I don't know how long it took them to actually get through the first or second form, but I feel like it was non-trivial for a lot of people to just beat the first and second form, right? And then and then of course figuring out sort of what the trick was for the third part, but like designing a fight that was like that challenging these days is nigh impossible.
Yeah, I mean, basically because of the divine items, we had to sort of invent a property of monsters that just stopped you from doing a ton of damage to them.
Yeah,
because they made it so easy to do so much damage.
There's all kinds of things in the game now that can just do crazy damage, though.
Yeah. All kinds of things. Mapleon says, what is this Crimbo's theme? Holiday.
Yeah, family love.
Yeah. Jizzle Malizzle says, KOL should buy out 3 hours of late-night public access and show a montage of surrealist depictions of trees, and then at the end write, Kingdom of Loathing, You Belong, in cursive. I don't get that if it's a reference to something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crazed Demon 2 says, I think it'd be cool if we had an MMG chat channel. Is there a real reason you don't implement one? The MMG is gay.
This is gay.
I hate that the MMG is popular. I just hate it. Same reason I hate that Mafia Wars is popular.
Yep. Did you read the article about the immorality of whatever?
Yeah.
I didn't actually read the whole thing.
Did you practice
it? But it seemed particularly sketchy where games would give you in-game points for clicking on links. But
Like signing up for offers that ended up raping you in the wallet.
That seems like that should not be a legal practice.
Yeah. There's always been stuff like that. It's just that it has never caught on like it is the particular way in which social networking games get, they go viral. It's like going rogue. Or rouge. Casey Wiederman says, Hey Jake, if you want an Xbox Live Arcade game done right, talk to Behemoth. Alien Hominid HD and Castle Crashers are just awesome. Plus, they're independent like you. Yeah, but Tom Fulp's an asshole and Dan Paladin doesn't like us.
No, Dan Paladin likes us. He's just too busy. Tom Fulp's kind of a jerk, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. And what's his
Grisham?
Last name? No, the guy who actually
John Grisham
does the business side of Behemoth was also kind of a jerk.
It's John Grisham.
So 2 out of 3 is not.
Don't be
not
sad.
Cool. They were honestly the first people we talked to.
Yeah.
So because we did like their stuff and we thought, hey, it'd be great. But Dan Paladin is a really nice guy though.
Yeah, but he just doesn't like us.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, we got this idea for a game. What do you think? He's like, fuck you, fags. That's what he said.
But he's a gay.
He was really nice about it. And he was like, it's not that your game idea is bad. I just don't like you because you're fags. I'm like, but we're not fags. What? Come on, man. What? This isn't cool.
Your stories are so hard to parse sometimes because it's kind of hard to tell where the line is between what you're just making up and what actually happened.
Well, I have never actually met Dan Paladin, so I made up that whole thing.
You didn't meet him?
No, you were the only one that met either of those guys.
Oh, okay. Wow, I just had this whole vision in my head of you having met...
Him calling me a fag and me getting my feelings hurt? Yeah. Yeah, see, that's how powerful a storyteller I am.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I guess, I was the only one, really trying to... use Comic Con to actually get work done.
Yeah, well, you were networking. Because that's your deal, right? Like, you're less scared about shit like that than I am.
Man, I can't even imagine approaching a total stranger to try and broach a business deal with them.
Dan Paladin came up to our booth and left his card or something. There was something funky about it.
Yeah.
And then I was able to go over and talk to him.
Right.
But then I talked to Tom Fulp, and he was just kind of like, he really, really brushed me. Well, okay, he brushed me off and introduced me to a guy that had made the Fancy Pants Adventures.
Okay.
And he was kind of not what we were looking for. And then I also talked to John, what's his name, that I can't
Grisham?
Remember.
Grisham?
Yeah, John Grisham. And he was kind of a jerk. So...
I've heard that about Jennifer.
I don't know. It's going to get back to them now that we've called them jerks, and we are.
Oh yeah,
project that we're going to totally do.
Tom Fulp is just going to mount it. Somebody on the internet called me an asshole. I've got to do something about this. He's going to attack us with his magic beard.
That was a weird game.
Yeah, it was really hard.
People should look up the Tom Fulp's beard game or what
it was. I feel like it was like a sort of a tech demo for Castle Crashers.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, their game, they're fucking great games.
Yeah, they are.
You know, Castle. Okay, so this
Alien
is.
Alien Hominid was super hard and frustrating. Yeah, Castle Crashers was not so hard, but frustrating because it would just randomly delete everything.
So this is another reason that I hate Tom Fulp. I don't actually hate Tom Fulp. Like I don't hate him. Just Hot Stuff said he was kind of a dick. But yeah, that fucking bug in Castle Crashers, we just played a bunch of us on my Xbox. I went out and bought some extra controllers so that four of us could play Castle Crashers at the same time. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, this rules. Oh, God, we're just playing the shit out of Castle Crashers. And then one day, like, load it up. Oh, hey, we deleted all your saves.
Yeah.
Hope that's okay. Like,
super
no,
frustrating.
No, that's not okay. I don't remember if I played it anymore after that. I think we had already beaten it, but we were, like, leveling up.
We were
going
back and collecting
we were leveling
all the
up
familiars and stuff
yeah.
and the weapons. And
yeah. Good fucking game, though. Good game.
Fun.
Like, just enough RPG elements to make, you know, a kind of repetitive beat-em-up tolerable.
Yeah, and, like, different sort of paths of...
Yeah.
So you could play a couple of times, and it would be a pretty different experience, because the attacks are different enough.
Yeah. You know, Doc Galactic played the shit out of Alien Hominid. He got really good at it.
Huh.
Got way further than I ever did. But it's just a good game, you know. Good art. Good responsive controls, you know, like...
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Grimdale says, regarding console development, you write the code on a PC, but most console dev needs a dev kit or test kit to run the code. Yeah, no, all right, sure. Mecha says, any word on when that KOL song will be released? No, it'll be released whenever Frontal Out's
April.
Album is released. So is it April?
Yeah.
That's the release date.
Yeah. He has to have it completed by mid-January, but it'll be released in April. And the 3-month lead time... is
entirely so that
print
media can
review
it.
Yeah. Which that fucking sucks.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, I mean, a lot of our policies are based on the behavior of like coelacanths. So I mean that sort of makes sense, right? T Coop says, item of the month is gonna be on time, right? I want to tell some people I know I told you so. Yeah, it was on time. It was totally right on time. It was tricky to rock an item of the month, that was right on time. But we did it. Ronnie Flesh says, have you ever played a card game called Munchkin? I've played a little bit of Munchkin. I was not super excited about it.
Yeah. I kind of feel it's... Once you've seen all the cards and therefore read all the jokes, there's not a lot left.
Yeah.
I don't remember enjoying it very much.
I remember playing it. Were you around when we were playing it, right there on that kitchen counter? Like, it was in the early days of the office. There was very little furniture.
Oh yeah,
in here.
That.
So I think it was just me and Riff and Xenophobe. Maybe there was somebody else. There was a fourth person. Maybe Scully was around. I don't know. I remember we had to start over several times because we just didn't really understand the rules, and we kept starting to play without really fully reading the manual. Which that you couldn't have been there because you don't let shit like that happen.
Yeah. No.
You're like crazy manual rules, man.
I read like the manuals to games before I play them.
Yeah.
I do that for board games, but it's gotten to the point where I expect a video game to have a decent tutorial.
Why don't board games have better tutorials?
I don't know. We should play some more Dominion.
Yeah, we should. Mm-hmm. We should play some more Betrayal.
Yeah.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal of House on Hill. Jonzo says, how about the Natalie Portmanteau to go with the Qui-Gon Gin and Tonic? I liked my story about the origin of Portmanteau. Star Spirit Gino says, have you checked out Gyromancer? It's like a puzzle quest clone developed by Square Enix and PopCap. I kind of want to play that. Actually,
Gyromancer.
Yeah, me too. I don't think it's on anything that I. Oh well, I guess if it's Xbox Live, I could fire up the Office Xbox.
Yeah, you could. I would probably get it on the PC if I was going to get it. You could probably get it on Steam.
I might see if they have a demo. I might get the Steam demo and see if it'll run under. Actually, you know, I think I already tried that and it didn't.
Mm. Bobula says, is a level 12 quest adjusted in difficulty based on speed? I got to 12 and didn't work on the quest for a month, and now I'm getting every single junkyard tool on the first gremlin. It would be clever if we did it like that, but we didn't. We don't do anything like that. I think you're just getting lucky.
Yeah, it's Xbox Live Arcade and Steam for Gyromancer, by the way.
Okay. I remember, Gabe wrote a post bitching about how hard it was to get it running. That's the, you know, the problem with PC gaming is that, like, one out of every 100 people is just not going to be able to run a game, even though they have totally adequate hardware.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's just crazy fucking frustrating if that one person is you. Kind of stoked. The thing that made me, that pushed me over the edge on getting a new video card was watching Jenny play Saints Row 2, because I bought Saints Row 2 a long time ago, but I haven't played it because I have to crank all the details all the way down to get anything like a decent frame rate, and it's still not very good. And it, like, the draw distances are all reduced and stuff, so it just, like, is sort of difficult to play. Which I don't, like, I don't know, I'm kind of excited about it because it reminds me of Vice City a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that was a conscious decision on their part. And Yahtzee liked it.
There was this, I was watching Jenny play it for a while, and there was this just weird moment where she was just sort of, like, walking down the street, and this car comes out of, like, sort of flies off the top of a building, maybe, and, like, lands in the street, and then just, like, runs, like, turns towards her and just runs her over. And, I don't know, it was just something, like, just the environment being so hostile that cars are jumping off of buildings to run you over. Like, that game is ridiculous. Yeah. In a lot of ways.
I feel like Vice City was a lot easier for me to play because I played it on the PC, because aiming with the mouse, just...
Hmm. Aiming.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being a big deal. You didn't have to do it all the time. I mean, most of my enjoyment from Vice City was, like, driving around.
Yeah.
I didn't really do a lot of stuff that you had to, like, shoot things with.
You gotta kill a lot of dudes.
Yeah, but you just run them over. You know?
What if they're in a mall?
You run them over.
There's a car in the mall. Yeah, there's cars that you can steal in the mall.
Yeah. That's the best way to get up to, like, 4 stars. Because the police the police vehicles can't get in the mall.
Oh.
So you can just keep killing cops. In
187 on a motherfucking.
Yeah.
Telesar says, this Crimbo sucks and is the worst one ever. I miss the good old days. Also, you guys are jerks and nobody loves you. Just kidding, I'm excited to see how this Crimbo plays out.
It's going to be disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, fundamentally. That's the nature of the whole deal.
Gannett Swift says, there is no evil cordial of concentration. Soda water plus nauseating rage. And please fix, thank you. What's that all about, Riff?
Yeah.
What's the cordial of concentration do? Spell damage? Istanbul says, congratulations on making a chat effect more annoying than the Grey Plague and the sword behind inappropriate prepositions combined. Well, thanks. RDFM says, the loathing Herald Times Tribune Messenger is the kingdom's newspaper? Did the loathing Star Times Picayune States item go out of business? Cool Crimbo mechanic this year. I'm torn between doing well at a specific game task and not wanting to help out the stinking Penguin Mafia. Don't tell him I said that.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the people who are getting rewarded are the people with the lowest meat totals. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. We could actually.
No.
We could do, like, two different rewards that cross over each other. Yeah. That's interesting.
Tatter says, damn you guys, why did you have to go and break KOL Mafia again? It now says area is not available again, even though it is available. What area? What are you talking about?
Yeah. We don't actually use KOL Mafia, so we don't know for shit.
Cloud Strife says, thank you for Jaw Bruisers.
See? That was like 45 minutes into having them, though.
Evangeon Q says, will Crimbo locations have something for a turtle tamer going turtle taming? That's interesting.
Did you mark... Oh, but that's just a question of marking...
Marking the zone. I mean, yeah. Whether or not they have something is a question of marking levels on the zones, which is going to be weird if they're scaling zones.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, didn't
we... Scale, we could do a scaly turtle.
Yeah.
I don't know what we did for previous scaling zones.
Yeah.
You know, it would be kind of cool if we had more time to put in, like, a Crimbo-themed Postmancer summon, and a Crimbo-themed seal, and a Crimbo-themed turtle,
right.
And, you know...
Accordion themes kind
of
get screwed.
You just wouldn't be able to get all of them, though. That would piss people off a lot.
Well, if
we
had them...
an accordion thief-specific Crimbo song.
We had them come in...
A carol.
Every year.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
If they were recurring.
Yeah. You could get a couple in a year.
I mean, if he's into casual, you could probably get all of them.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't recommend doing like hardcore Oxy in the second half of December, right? Because you're going to miss out because of lack of turns.
Yeah.
You know.
Nightfall says, I, for one, am outraged with the new Crimbo content. What about those of us who wish to buy a Mr. Exploiter Villa document for the holidays? An outrage, I say. You can still get there. You just have to URL inject.
Can you actually get that?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing preventing you from doing it. There's just no link to it.
I see.
Thunder Girl says, are you going to update the text in the Grim Grimmicite site? It's about a year old now. We should probably do something out there.
We could shut it down entirely.
Just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. It's not doing nothing. No mo.
I don't really have any plans for it in the future. Rotting Flesh says, can we get right-click options to recast or shrug buffs from the left pane? You can already right-click to shrug them. Did we not implement the recast thing? I know there's a Grease Monkey script that does it, and I felt like that was a really good idea.
I don't think we did.
And... Dion says, not enough boot to the head content in-game, I think. Can this be added? Riff, what's boot to the head?
I just know it in terms of that comedy sketch by some comedy group that I can't remember their name, but everyone mistakes them for Firesign Theater because the MP3s were always mislabeled on LimeWire and shit.
Sorry.
This isn't a good radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, good, good. Sorry, I was reading questions. I was reading ahead. Apocalypse Throb says, man, it sucks that I never actually get to win a Koopy doll for the little lady on that Ring That Bell challenge in Fernsworthy's basement. Yeah, the stuff in Fernsworthy's basement is thematically all fucking over the place.
Fernsworthy, I am totally okay with Fernsworthy's just being kind of a dumping ground of random ideas.
Yeah.
And just forever. Like, every aspect of it should just be sort of, like, more bizarre than
the next.
Right,
because he's a wizard. If it doesn't make any sense, you can just be, like, a wizard.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'd be...
I figured out this awesome trick for not explaining things to Riff. All I do, if he asks me a question that I don't know the answer to, I just tell him it's a puzzle. And then he's like, oh, sweet, a puzzle. Because he likes puzzles. Like, anytime you notice something like that, it's a puzzle.
There was a piece of artwork at the MoMA that was an encoded message,
was
really cool.
That's sweet.
It was a lot of work to have made this thing. It was huge. It was six
panels that were like probably 2x3 feet.
Bigger than that, I think. Like 4x 3x4, I think.
Okay. Gosh, we're so much bigger.
Well, it's a lot. But scribbled by hand
with like a ballpoint pen.
Yeah, and like the whole surface was covered in except for
an alphabet down the left side, and then a bunch of like apostrophes scattered throughout the other sheets.
Yeah, they looked kind of random, but the piece was called The Six Senses, and
the apostrophes lined up with the letters and spelled out words
in Italian.
Yeah, in Italian.
Yeah,
that were like the names of
the
senses.
Six senses. And so the
sixth sense was thinking.
Yeah, we got the first three or four, and we're like, oh, I guess we know what the fifth one is. And then I was like, wait a second, what's the sixth sense? It was the ability to see dead people, actually.
Yeah.
That, but it was cool. That was like that.
It wasn't as fun as the hieroglyphics at Legoland.
Yeah, that's true. I really wonder how many people have translated those.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because like they were funny. They were like actually,
I mean,
pretty amusing little jokes.
I feel like it would have been. It would have been nigh impossible before the days of smartphones, right? Because the ability
unless
to
you just
get,
knew
if you knew, but who knows that shit?
It's. I mean, you could memorize the.
Yeah.
The Egyptian, what sounds...
You could come back to Legoland again with a printout.
Yeah.
Right.
And there are people that go there all the time.
It's just, it makes me happy that the guy that designed the exterior wall of that building actually took the time to make the hieroglyphics spell something out.
Yeah.
Like, that was cool.
Yeah. It's too. I think it's a little too bad that like there weren't aspects. The rest of the park was not filled with other things that were like that.
Yeah. Glebe says, "Do not open until Crimbo package. What year is it going to happen?" Yeah.
What is that based on?
I need to do it. Like just a gift package that you can't open until Christmas.
Oh, like that you can send to another player.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we could do it. You know, like I could.
Yeah.
It is such a pain in the ass to add new gift packages to the gift shop, though.
Yeah, it makes you really angry.
Oh, God. It's so much fucking work. It's like it's like the amount of work that, like, an outfit or a familiar used to be, you know, where it's just like, all right, I have to edit fucking, like, 10 different scripts
right.
in order for this to work. Ugh, God. You know, the organic growth of this game is both its greatest strength and its greatest weakness.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the lag is stuff that had we known what it would eventually turn into, we would have just the architecture of the game would have been different.
A little different, yeah. I mean, like, I think that C.D. Moyer is just about done with inventory caching.
Yeah.
Which should make a pretty significant difference.
Let's hope.
Because there's so many.
It's going to make a big difference in the number of bug reports for a while.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because there's just going to be stuff that we missed. You know?
But, I mean, you know, Dev does an excellent job of,
yep.
you know, pointing out that, all right, this is a known issue, you know, it's just a thing.
Yep.
You can fix it. But yeah, it should, like, it's not going to be one of those, like, watershed order of magnitude faster differences, like, you know, some of the stuff that C.D. Moyer's come up with or that I did in the past.
Yeah.
But, like, it should be pretty useful. We're still down a web server, which is, really, we're down two web servers because we sacrificed one.
Oh, right, for the
to become Sandbox, and then one died.
Yeah. Wow, that's, but it's not, but it's still the database that's causing the lag, right?
Yeah, for the most part, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just DB1.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's not still some things that we could
offload to DB2.
Offload to DB2, yeah.
We could get DBs 3 through 8.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, I'm not complaining, but I hope every day isn't going to be like December 2nd. It made me mad that everybody ended up getting donations for Don Crimbo, despite what the newspaper said.
What?
Yeah. It bothered people that there was inaccurate information in the newspaper. It bothered people that the weather forecast wasn't accurate.
Wait, no, that everybody got donations? Like, it's not like all of the citizens of Loathing are in one place. Like, everywhere you go, you're going to meet some people.
Yeah, you're always going to get some meat.
Yeah. It's just a question of degree. Sometimes a question of what degrees it is.
Sharpies or Sharp says, so depending on what people choose for the Don Crimbo's donation program, does the option that most people pick become the one that makes the most donations? Or is it another factor since the newspaper is full of lies? Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to understand? Old One says, why do I still get the engulfed adventure if I can't do any of the choices? It's just annoying. You know, people kept asking that, and I had an explanation. I don't remember what it was, but I remember it being really compelling.
It's a puzzle.
Yeah. Anytime you notice something like that, it's a puzzle.
It's a puzzle that a wizard did.
Asshat says, I bought a pack of those one condoms. Wish I had someone to fuck because they come in an awesome tin. I don't know what a one condom is.
What are you
is.
Talking about? We... Do you just not remember it?
No.
Okay. You had a lot of whiskey,
yeah,
I guess.
I had a lot of whiskey. Oh, are those the things that...
Yeah.
That Frontalot was talking about?
Indeed.
Okay. They come in a tin?
That's weird, because they're one. Do you get 9 of them?
Discover one.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Yeah, okay. It looks like they come in some sort of container.
You know what's kind of amazing?
Just like a bin of loose condoms that are not, yeah. The number of little cigar tins that I've accumulated over the last like 3 years of smoking these.
I guess if someone kept every pack of cigarettes that they ever smoked,
yeah.
They would have just a crazy ridiculous quantity of packs.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I probably smoke two or three of those a day. So, packs, the number of packs of 10 that you accumulate over 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Like,
that's awesome. It's kind of cool. Do you throw these away ever? Like, have you thrown some of these away?
Every once in a while, one gets destroyed by accident. No, I bring them back. If I like the ones that I accumulate out of town, I always haul back because once I've kept 100 of something, I was reading something and it returned the like Dan Savage's campground rule about dating people who are much younger than you. It's fine as long as you leave them in as good a shape or better than you found them.
It's pretty funny.
So no diseases or
emotional
scars. Yeah,
good luck with that.
Yeah. You, man. You're a heartbreaker.
Why is it so hard to find someone who just wants to, like, be in a casual relationship?
Because you like fucking girls.
But can't there be girls who just want to, like, hang out?
Probably have
dinner.
Casual relationships have dinner. Better looking dudes than you.
Play some games. Have sex every now and then, like... Why is that?
Play some games.
Yeah, like
you're playing some games with their hearts.
Yeah. You know, I don't know.
What you want is to be gay.
No, part of the problem is.
No, I'm not saying you want to be gay.
No.
I'm just saying like you want a woman, maybe a gay dude in a woman's body.
I am also not looking for a relationship. Like that's part of the issue too, right? Like I'm just sort of like if one happens to come along, then cool. But then you're almost never gonna like.
Right. I mean, I feel like you're always like in almost every relationship, there's one person who's more into the other, right?
Yeah.
And like, if you don't put any effort at all into finding a relationship, it's always gonna be the person that sought you out that's more into you than you are into them, right?
Yeah. So,
like, I don't know, man. Fucking cruel joke. The less you care, the more you get laid.
Yeah.
Cruel joke. But hey. Eventually,
yeah.
Eventually, I will have no testosterone left, and I just won't care at all.
I hope that you don't. You're not like giving kids, you know, young,
AIDS.
Young. Well, yeah.
Gosh, I hope so too.
young males, like sort of problems because if your advice to them is to sleep with as many high school girls as they possibly can, and so that becomes their goal, and then they like really get.
They get really good at it, like, in their 50s?
No. They get really sort of invested with that idea, and because they're trying so hard, they can't do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I'm kidding, right?
What?
Every time I say that, I'm kidding.
That's not real advice?
Well, I'm sure. Oh, right, but I mean, it's like, you know, like... I don't know, win as many lotteries as you can, right? Like
invent something that everyone needs and sell it for a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. Like yeah. My advice to you is to, you know, become a professional athlete. Like yeah. Ziggy Zagnut says, "Hey guys, love the item of the month. Nice work."
Well, thanks.
Azu says, "Lord Spooky Raven has always seemed harder to defeat to me than Ed the Undying. Shouldn't this be the other way around?" Lord Spooky Raven is more of a puzzle than a fight is the thing, right? And so it's...
Lord Spooky Raven, the trick is just surviving his first attack.
Yeah.
Well, great. Now you've just told them what to do.
Well, no, I haven't. I haven't told them how to survive that first attack.
Kleinhoon wrote, "Why does the newspaper show the real world date rather than the date according to the kingdom calendar?" I don't know.
It's
man.
From a different dimension.
Yeah, it was a wizard.
Yeah, I mean, everything is exactly the same as art as the King of Loathing dimension, except the dates are different.
I just,
it just makes
because,
so much more sense.
Yeah, because this is a thing that's running. I mean, that's the thing. It is not Christmas time in the KOL calendar,
yeah.
Right? So, like, it. One of the things there was that
it's
article.
Not even winter necessarily. Like,
well, it is. Like, we just had New Year's, right?
Right, yesterday, but it doesn't have to be
Jarlsberg, yeah.
You know,
like. So there was that article that was like a list of things that you can't do,
right
in games. And most, like not most of them, like a lot of them made a lot of sense. Some of them, I feel like we have demonstrably proven are not always true.
Right.
What article is that?
I found it a long time ago.
I remember
reading
it.
I wish I knew. It was interesting. It was just like basically this list of like lessons learned from running amud for a really long time.
Hmm. One of them was do not have a calendar, like an in-game calendar that is different from the real world calendar, basically.
Yeah. And I kind of wish that we didn't. Like I you know, it was a good idea at the time.
It's interesting, and our players have definitely adjusted to it, whether or not they like it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get some awesome, like, you know, Crimboween was really awesome, because of the way that went down.
And
right?
Things like, a lot of our holidays are...
Arborween was neat.
Interesting mechanically for, you know, for the game effects. If you had to wait an entire real year for that holiday to come around again, that would be kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but I mean, are the holiday events in World of Warcraft kind of a bummer? I mean, I guess,
but
I
they don't have anything really
useful out of the Warcraft events the way you do out of.
Every now and then there'll be like a holiday buff that makes raiding a little bit easier or something. Yeah. But even that's pretty low, you know, like low on the list of things that you need to do to succeed at World of Warcraft or whatever, right? Mm.
Somebody finally got all the achievements.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh. It took this long?
Yeah, for one dude to do it. Like, I feel like you would not have gotten really drawn in by the achievements because it's insurmountable.
But, I mean, that is my problem with MMOs, is that I am a completionist, right?
Yeah, like, but I think, like, I remember, like, it might have been on Idle Thumbs, like, they were having this discussion, and one of them was like, yeah, you know, like, achievements will make me want to play something a little bit more than I normally would, but like I don't see them. He was like talking about how he is like gets every item in the Castlevania games, but just like doesn't care about the achievements that are like kill 10,000 of this one monster because like fuck that.
Yeah, you know? I mean,
I mean that's the thing. Like that's kind of the way that I feel
having
about
having the sanity to be like, oh, that's ridiculous. There's no way I'm gonna
like
spend
the creeps tower defense for the iPhone. Like there's no fucking way I'm getting all those achievements. Like I like playing it for a few minutes at a time, you know, because it's like interesting to try and get a medal that I haven't gotten or whatever. But like, I'm not going to look up what the achievements are because I have a feeling that I know what they are, and they're some shit like play the game 10 times as many times as you've already played it, and fuck that.
there was a
funny achievement because it's impossible.
Right. And how do they know?
There was a relatively compelling new Flash game that sort of the first couple levels came out.
The one with the dude with the chicken?
Yeah, Dale and Peacock.
Yeah,
I
played a little of that.
It's like, it's really well designed and like pretty sort of interesting, that kind of thing, and the mechanics are kind of neat. But in order to like get all of the achievements, it is just kind of ridiculous what you have to do. So, I don't know. I don't know why. As a game designer, I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. But as a game player, I'm like, that is really frustrating.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know where the right balance is.
I mean, it's like lucre, right? Like,
yeah. I think we set the bar too high.
Yeah.
And it's a little frustrating.
But we did it on purpose, right? Like, you know, we were like...
But...
I don't think that the bar is too... Like, the fact that it's, like, just crazy ascension relevant, like, is a thing, right? Like, and I don't think...
If it had just been something cosmetic...
If it had been something cosmetic, nobody would care. Yeah. If it had been there from the beginning, nobody would have cared. It was, like, for somebody who's already at the top of a particular game, moving the top of the game a year in front of them is a bad idea.
Yeah, no,
but it took them a year to get to where they were, so it just wouldn't have mattered. I mean, and that the problem is, you look at things as a designer and you think, if it had always been like this, no one would have ever complained about it. They would have thought that it was a cool feature, but that is not a meaningful thing. Right? It is to you. I mean, it is to somebody who what you care about is the game being good, right? But to somebody who's already been playing, you know, to somebody who fears change, as everyone always does, you know?
I mean, I remember when we had that sort of discussion or whatever, and I was like, you know, long-term goals are really good.
Yeah.
And they are, kind of. It's... I don't really know what the
right cutoff is.
And I feel like It's also really nice when you get to set your own goals and you have like long-term goals, like the factions in World of Warcraft. Like, it's really hard to get too exalted with a handful of the factions, right? but you can set your own goal to get there and strive for it, right?
Right.
But it's not like...
You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
It's not like the game requires... It's not like it requires it as like a gate for more content.
Right.
I mean, in some
cases.
Well,
not to get too exalted anyway.
Yeah. Like, but there are some really freaking cool things. Like, getting exalted with the Timber Maw is kind of awesome. Right? Because you go back to town to go to Orgrimmar, and then he, like, announces to the whole city that you have become exalted with the Timber Maw. Like, you know, whoever happens to be there. And then you get this really cool trinket which summons a Timber Maw, like, to fight alongside you or whatever. Hmm. Right? And that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, but you and I did a lot of shit in World of Warcraft to get just little interesting trinkets, things that, like explicitly items that go in the trinket slot that frequently do things that are just cool and novel, right? As opposed to, like, oh, we need to get a sword that is +3 to replace our +2 sword, right? Like, we would go to lengths to do stuff, you especially, like, just to, like, oh, this is cool, you know, like, I want to be able to see this cool thing that you can see if you do this kind of out-of-the-way thing, right? And, like, ah, neat.
I mean, I remember having to learn how to, like, wall jump in order to get into, like, Hyjal before it was finished, and then sort of wander around that, like, area and get to the sort of, like, you climb all the way up to the top, and at the top is the, like, the path stops, and there's just, like, a barricade that says under construction. I was like, that's so great, you know? But, and it was, like, an area that you're not supposed to be able to get to. Right. So, like, the fact that they even had that there is kind of amusing.
Right. So that's why the newspaper shows the real world date rather than the date according to the kingdom calendar.
Yes.
And I think it's time to get off the radio.
Oh, is it?
It is. All right. We'll see you Monday or Thursday, respectively and respectfully.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout. He started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, hey, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.